Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burth, being with you on such a beautiful Monday. Amen. And this is Bible study day. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we are in the beginning, Genesis 1. Amen. And I just praise God. I give God the glory today, and I just ask him to shine on us. Amen. And let his light just begin to just penetrate our souls. Amen. Because when the light come in, darkness have to flee. Thank you, Jesus. And so, God, we just praise your name. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. And we ask that you would just continue to move by your spirit. Anoint me to more, bind up Lucifer and all his tricks and traps in Jesus' name. And as I lay before you, as I come before you, as I stand before you, whatever position I am in when I'm praying to you, God, I ask that you would move by your spirit, touch lives, and set them free all over the land. I give you glory, amen, today, because it's such, amen, a wonderful thing to know you as our Lord and Savior. Amen. And I ask that you will let your light shine down upon us. Amen. Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because we are in a dark world, my God, and we need your presence. We need you to come in and just begin to magnify yourself. Just begin to manifest your glory in the midst of a world, amen, that's in all types of turmoil. We in global recession, amen, and there is no ending, amen, through the things that's going to happen down here on earth. But, oh, God, you're coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. I praise you today, Father, and I give you glory. I'm asking, Lord God, that you would touch lives, go into the hospitals, Lord God, and heal those that are sick and those that have issues in their bodies, God. Lord God, you know all about it, whether it be cancer, AIDS, sugar, diabetes, oh God, heart problems, amen, or whatever condition, God, you move. And God, I just praise your name. We bind up Lucifer, we bind up principalities and our powers, we bind up spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. We bind up every unclean and unrighteous spirit that's trying to take hold of your people and their lives. God, we loose finances, God, today, and we loose prosperity, amen, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's going to get a breakthrough, amen, before, amen, this day is out, amen. They need a financial blessing, and God is going to touch, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, God, I give you glory, all the honor and all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise, God. I give you praise, God, today. I give you praise. I glorify your wonderful name. I glorify you, God. You're worthy to be praised. I'm just excited. I'm always excited. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I know that the devil is defeated, and I walk by faith, not by sight. Can I continue to go on, amen, in this world, saints, if you don't have the faith, amen, of God to endure, amen. Hallelujah. In hard times and in good times, I just praise him. I just want to praise and bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. Amen. I have a thought. I always come to you with a thought. Amen. Because it's so important that we meditate upon God's word. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And it's coming out of Psalms 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in a day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathens. He shall fill the place with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. Amen. Many nations. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God for that thought today. Amen. And as always, you know, we go into the Lord's Supper, and it's coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians, starting at the 11th chapter. Amen. And the 24th and 25th verse. Amen. And we do this as often as we come together. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So the 24th verse says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. If you have your bread, you may take it now. Thank you, Jesus. In the 25th verse, it says, after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your grape juice, you may drink it now. Amen. I want you to listen to this.
Any mountain
part, God specializes, and he can do what no other power can do. I'm a witness. He told me just this morning, everything that's going on in our lives, we literally have to walk by faith. Amen. And I had been praying, I laying out before him all day today, and he wrote, amen, upon a picture that I usually keep before me, faith. He said, have faith. Trust in him. Believe in him. He can do what he said he's going to do. So I want to encourage somebody today. If there's anything going on in your life, around your life, in your inner circle, wherever you are, be it the job, the children, the marriage, the home, hallelujah, the finances, God specializes, and he can do what no other power can do. All you have to do is just keep that faith and keep it alive, keep hope alive, keep your belief alive, keep your trust alive. And while you're waiting on those things to come to pass, begin to praise him. Begin to tell him how much you love him, how much you thank him, how much you're going to wait, how much you're willing to wait, how much you are willing to literally wait on him. You know, last week, I was in tremendous warfare, and you know, I'm glad for even when I go through sickness in my body. And I was sick in my body when I did the last segment. And then God let me know what was wrong with me, amen, and how to deal with the situation. And so after the doctor had given me a diagnosis of what was supposed to be wrong with my body, I went in to prayer, and I seen myself where I had spit out a spirit that was trying to cause me to have sugar diabetes. And God has literally healed me. I don't care what it is in your life, saints. I'm telling you to hold on to God and keep that God kind of faith and let him work it out for you. So we are speaking about in the beginning, Genesis 1, and I have spoken to you about creation. I've spoken to you about everything that's pertaining to creation. And we down to man, the human and the anatomy. I spoke to you about the functions of the skeletal system. Amen. And humans are vertebrates. They say we are animals, but we are not. Amen. We are created, amen, for God's glory. But at the beginning when God created Adam, he created him out of the dirt, and it was like a clay-like substance, and he called it red, amen, because he was created out of the dirt. They call him red, amen. And having a vertebrate column or backbone, and they rely on a sturdy internal frame that is centered on a prominent spine. Amen. The human skeletal system consists of bones, cartilages, ligaments, and tendons, and accounts for about 20% of the body's weight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I spoke to you about that. And then the function of the muscular system. The muscular system is composed of specialized cells called muscle fibers. Their predominant function is contractibility. Muscles were attached to bones or internal organs, and blood vessels are responsible for movement. Amen. Nearly all movement in the body is the result of muscle contractions, exception for the action of the cilia and the flagellum or sperm cell and the amobodies, a movement of some of the white blood cells. Amen. We spoke about that. And then the nervous system, amen, is the major controlling, regulatory, and communicating system in the body. It is the center of all mental activity, including your thoughts, your learning, and your memory. Together with the endocrine system, the nervous system is responsible for regulating and maintaining homeostasis, H-O-M-E-O-S-T-A-S-I-S. Amen. I'll talk to you about that. And then the human body, we own that. The human body, the structure. Human beings are arguably the most complex organism on this planet. Imagine billions of microscopic parts, each with its own identity, working together in an organized manner for the benefit of the total being. The human body is a single structure, but it is made up of billions of similar structures of four major kinds, the cells, the tissues, the organs, and the system. Amen. On these, with this here various teachings, I won't go into heavy detail, amen, because I want to get into the Bible from the Genesis 1, chapter 1 through chapter 5, amen. And in that, amen, it will sum up the whole teaching of in the beginning, Genesis 1. This is only a synopsis, amen, of in the beginning and creation. A lot of people are looking at Charles Darwin and Thomas Edison and all of those various other people, Albert Einstein and just a lot of scientists and those various people that have their own beliefs and did a lot of things for America and what they believe and what for the world literally and what they believe and what creation is all about and their viewpoints. But the only truth, it lies in God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's Albert Einstein and Darwin, Charles Darwin. Amen. Thomas Edison invented the light. Praise God. Introduction to the endocrine system. The endocrine system, along with the nervous system, functions in the regulation of body activities. The nervous system acts through electrical impulses and neurotransmitters to cause muscle contraction and glandular secretion. The effects of short duration measured in seconds and localized. The endocrine system acts through the chemical messenger called the hormones that influence growth, development, and metabolic activities. The action of the endocrine system is measured in minutes, hours, or weeks, and is more generalized than the action of the nervous system. There are two major categories of glands in the body, the endocrine and the exocrine. Amen. Not a cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular system is sometimes called the blood vascular or circulatory system. It consists of the heart, which is a muscular pumping device, and a closed system of vessels called arteries, veins, and capillaries. As the name implies, blood contained in the cardiovascular system is pumped by the heart around the closed circuits of vessels as it passes again and again through the various circulatories of the body. Amen. The lymphatic system. The lymphatic system has three primary functions. First of all, it returns excess interstitial fluids to the blood. Of the fluids that leave the capillary, about 90% of it returns. The 10% of that does not return because part of the interstitial fluid that surrounds the tissues cells. Small protein muscles may leak through the capillary wall and increase the osmotic pressure of the interstitial fluids. Amen. The respiratory system. When the respiratory system is mentioned, people generally think of breathing, but breathing is only one of the activities of the respiratory system. The body cells need a continuous supply of oxygen for the metabolic process that are necessary to maintain life. The respiratory system works with the circulatory system to provide this oxygen and to remove the waste products of metabolism. It also helps to regulate a pH of the blood. Amen. The digestive system. The digestive system includes the digestive tract and its necessary organs, which process food into molecules that can be absorbed and utilized by the cells of the body. Food is broken down bit by bit until the muscles are small enough to be absorbed and the waste products are eliminated. The digestive tract, also called the amylary canal or gastrointestinal GI tract, consists of a long continuous tube that extends from the mouth to the anus. It includes the mouth, the pharynx, esophagus, stomach, small intestines, and large intestines. The tongue and the teeth are accessory structures located in the mouth. The saliva glands, liver, gallbladder, and pancreas are major accessory organs that have a role in digestion. These organs secrete fluid into the digestive tract. Amen. The function of the urinary system. The principal function of the urinary system is to maintain the volume and composition of body fluid within normal limits. One aspect of this function is to rid the body of waste products that accumulate as a result of cellular metabolism, and because of this, it is sometimes referred to as the excretory system. The reproductive system. The major function of the reproductive system is to ensure survival of the species. Other systems in the body, such as the endocrine and the urinary system, work continuously to maintain homeostasis for survival of the individual. Amen. An individual may live a long, healthy, and happy life without producing offspring, but if the species is to continue, at least some individuals must produce offspring. To produce eggs and sperms, this is a part of the reproduction system, to transport and sustain these cells, to nurture and develop offspring, that's what we do, to produce hormones, amen. Thank you, Jesus. In an adult, we have We have the ovaries in the woman, and in the man we have the testes. And then once they have a relationship, once they have intercourse, then the sperm from the male will travel through the egg that's in the woman, and it is fertilized by the sperm, and it goes all the way up, amen, and then a child is produced, amen. So it's a complete cycle, amen. It's repetitive. It repeats itself for those, amen, that want to get pregnant or have had one child, and they want another child. They would go in and do the same act, have sex, and end up, amen, that woman will end up getting pregnant. And that's a good thing, because we need people, amen, on the earth. Amen. So I've completed just a light touch of the human and his anatomy, because some of the words are medical terms, and I cannot pronounce them, and I'm just going to be honest with you, they're medical terms. So now we're going to start in the Bible, and it will be in the beginning, Genesis 1, and I will go from chapter 1 all the way up to chapter 5, amen, because God works in era, E-R-A. Once one generation leave out, amen, then he established another generation, and they come in for his purpose, for his will, and for his glory. So God bless you guys, and you have a great day. Amen. And I will talk to you again on Monday, but we're going into the Bible. All of this that I have been literally teaching you from when I first started in the beginning, Genesis 1, a lot of it has been pulled out of the Bible. A lot of it has been pulled out of research. Amen. And through much prayer, amen, and intercession, amen, God has literally moved, and he's working it out. Amen. And you're going to be fascinated, amen, at the things that God literally did. But I will go from one verse to the next verse and give you the interpretation of the verses, amen, and what God is saying concerning creation. Amen. It's just the fulfillment of it and the completion of it. You're going to be really excited. I know I am. Praise God. And then I won't have all those hard words. Praise God. So have a great day.